Thanks for listening to the Cool Church Podcast. This is Joanne Wilson, co-pastor at Cool Church. We're praying that wherever you are on this journey, that this message encourages you. And we want you to know that you were created out of love. And now, here's today's message.
Fifth week now that we've been talking about values, and we're going to give you value number four today. We love talking about values because they're the lens in which you view the world through. And we started a series called For the Culture.
Yes.
If you do not dictate your culture will dictate itself. Mm. Right? Culture happens by default or by design. And we want to be the architects of the culture at Cool Church. What am I saying? We want to be intentional about our culture so we know our core values. And if you've been joining us, the first week we talked about love. Man, love is at the core of everything we do. The next week we talked about family, man. That's why we build strong families to build strong futures. Last week we talked about generosity because we are blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed when we give. And today I want to talk about this fourth Cool Church value, and it, go get ready for it. We're gonna read a little bit and then I'm gonna tell you exactly what that value is. So if you got your Bibles with you, I want you to turn to Daniel. Yes, go to the Old Testament. Daniel chapter 6, verses 1 through 28. We're gonna read an entire chapter of the Bible. Isn't that awesome? You get to come to church and read the Bible. Okay, so love, why don't you start it off?
All right. We are reading Daniel in the Den of Lions. So verse 1, it pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. Mm. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel. That means they were trying to hate on him. Mm-hmm. In his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Mm. Finally, these men said, "We will never find any basis for charges against this man, Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God." So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said, "May King Darius live forever." The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days except you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered in accordance with the law of Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed. So King Darius put the decree in writing. Verse 10. Now, when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went to his home upstairs in his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God, just as he had done before. Mm. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and they spoke to him about it, about his royal decree. "Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or human beyond being except to you, your majesty, would be thrown into the lion's den?" The king answered, "The decree stands in accordance with the law of Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed." Then they said to the king, "Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, your majesty, or the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day." Wow. When the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. Then the men went as a group to King Darius and said to him, "Remember, your majesty, that according to the law of Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed. So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, "May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you." A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the whole night without eating food or without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel answered, "May the king live forever. My God sent his angel and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me because I was found innocent in his sight, nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty." The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him because he had trusted in his God. Amen. At the king's command, the men who falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children.
Wow.
And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all of their bones. Then the king Darius wrote to all the nations and peoples of every language of earth, "May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom shall not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
I am never going to apologize about reading the Bible. Let me tell you something. If that story doesn't make you say amen, I don't know what will.
Amen.
Girl, you can read the Bible to me anytime.
Oh,
I just,
come on.
Girl, I like the way you read. Listen. Like you should be shouting. We ain't even preached a message.
Come
you
on.
Be shouting, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Because we see how God delivers his people. So if you want to take notes before I pray on this message, today's value we're talking about at Cool Church is excellence.
Excellence.
Excellence. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, God. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, God. You knew before the earth began to spin on its axis, every person that will watch this message, partake in this message. And God, may we lie down as you rise up. Don't let our words be our own, but let them come directly from your throne of grace. God, I pray for the one that needs to hear this message the most. Open hearts, minds, and ears to be receptive to a word that will always be about your son, Jesus. God, let somebody know him in a new, fresh way that they never thought of before. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Come on. Excellent. Mm-hmm. I love that value because there's so many ways that we can see it manifested. So what is excellence? Excellence is the state of being excellent. So then let's really look at what the word excellent is, right?
Yeah.
So excellent is possessing outstanding quality or superior merit or being remarkably good. Don't we love that?
I love that.
Come on, excellent. See, notice that being excellent has nothing to do with what you have or having more. A lot of times people think, oh, I've got to have more. I have to be rich. I have to do this in order for me to be excellent.
Yeah.
But excellent is about possessing quality. That quality is on the inside and it's shown on the outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so excellence is also about doing the best with what you have. At Cool Church, we do more with less. We do the best with what we have. And we do things well to the best of our ability. That's always how we're going to roll here. See, I love what Colossians 3:23 tells us, that whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men.
Wow.
And not for men. So it's not for men, but it's for the Lord. And when you know why you're doing it or who you're doing it for, then of course you're going to be more excellent at whatever it is that you're doing.
That's right.
Also, Proverbs 22, 29 tells us, do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. Wow. My God.
Wow.
Excellence.
I love that. And I love excellence at its core, because excellence follows a mindset that says things can always be better than what they are right now. Excellence lives in a space in your heart that says, I can't really accept this for what it is, because I know the God I serve wants me to live better than where I am right now. Just not accepting of mediocrity. Like, I don't want to live a mediocre life. I want to live an excellent life.
Yeah.
And there's oftentimes we allow things in our lives that make our lives mediocre when God has called us to be excellent. I'll never forget. It was a couple years back, and something started to happen to me, and it terrified me. I thought I was losing my hearing. Like, every day I could hear like less and less. And I didn't even tell you about it for a while. Like, it probably went on for like a good week and a half. And my hearing just slowly started to fade. Like, I could hear my voice inside my head really loud. But when people were talking to me, I was like, come again? Huh? Huh? What you saying? Huh? And this went on like once again for a week and a half. And I was like, oh my gosh, my ministry career is over. How can I preach to people if I can't even hear myself when I'm preaching? What am I gonna do? And I can be honest, like, during that time I was preaching sermons and I was shouting more than I'd ever shouted in my life. And people thought I caught the Holy Ghost. No, I just couldn't hear myself when I was speaking. So I was talking louder and people was like, yeah, you preach it, Pastor. I was like, huh, what you said? No, I was preaching louder because I could not hear myself. And finally, about a week and a half in, I finally admitted to my wife. I was like, Joe, I don't know what's going on, babe. I'm scared. Like, I can't hear myself. And he was like, fool, what are you doing? Like, why are you walking around this long? Like, there's an easy remedy for that. Because at that point, I was like going behind your back. I was trying all these island remedies. I was putting in every eardrop. Nothing was working. And he was like, man, just go to urgent care and let them look at your ears. And I promise you, you'll be fine. So, yes, what did I do? I listened to my wife. I went to urgent care.
First time
I ever listened, because I don't a lot. Okay, so I get to urgent care and I'm like, doc, I can't hear. Help me. Like, is it over? Is this the end? She's like, calm down. She took out an instrument. It was weird, looked like a torture instrument. I don't know what it was, but I was terrified of it. And then she takes it and she sticks it in my ear. And when she sticks it in my ear, I'm like, what you doing? Like, what you doing? And she said something. I was like, I can't hear you. That's why I came in here in the first place. I don't know what you're trying to tell me. And she pressed a button on this thing. When she pressed this button, the hardest, like, most pressurized shot of water just shot through my ears. And as the pressurized water, it was like kind of hot too. It like shot through my ears. Instantly, I heard it just popped. My ear popped. And when my ear popped, Joanne, I could hear like I had superhuman hearing. I could hear cotton balls as they hit the ground. I could hear the footsteps of insects. My hearing was on, yes, really. It was on a whole other level. And instantly, when I heard that pop right in the doctor's office, I said, thank you, Jesus. Lady thought I was crazy. Shout out to Craig. It's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I can hear you. That's what's right with me right now.
Yeah.
I went around for a week and a half of my life dealing with a problem, and I was really literally about to just accept that my fate was a loss of hearing until I sought wise counsel and you told me to go to the doctor. And when I went to the doctor, the problem that I was willing to accept, the problem that I was willing to tolerate, went away. What's the message that I'm trying to get to you right now? This is what I want you to hear. You cannot change what you are willing to tolerate. Hear me. You cannot change. If you want to live a mediocre life, just accept it for what it is. But an excellent spirit says, I'm not gonna accept the way things are. I want to change them. Some of us are tolerating things
yeah.
that God has called us to change. I need you to hear me loud and clear, because excellent people don't accept things for the way they are, but they always see things for the way that they can be.
Yeah.
Do not just accept things, man, because the things that you want to change, you cannot change them if you are willing to tolerate them. How many people are living right now in a situation in life just because they did not demand excellence over that situation?
Yeah.
I know so many people living with things that they're just willing to tolerate because excellence on the inside of them does not demand better. Like, some of you have accepted that your health is going to be poor forever you've lived with diseases and illnesses forever. You don't have to accept that, because you can believe that our God is a healer, and by his stripes you are already healed.
Amen.
Some people have accepted a poverty mentality that says that they will never be prosperous. I don't accept that. Excellence in me demands and knows that there is more, that says my Father, my Heavenly Father, owns the cattle on 1,000 hills.
Amen.
So I'm not going to accept poverty. I demand excellence and prosperity in my life. Some people have accepted abuse in their life because the abuser has said, I love you, please stay with me. I'm not going to accept abuse. That's not what love is.
Yeah.
Perfect love does not give fear. Perfect love casts out all fear. Some of you have accepted a job because you don't think that you can have better, when God is not even calling you to work for someone. God's calling you to work for yourself. Why? Because he says that you're going to be the head, not the tail. But because you've accepted a situation, because
yes.
you've tolerated a situation, your situation have not changed. If you continue to accept that this life will always be that way, it'll always be that way.
Mm.
I don't want to be the person that accepts things. I want to be a person that demands excellence and say, man, I can't deal with things this way. God has demanded more from me, and I expect more out of life. I'm so thankful for people all throughout history that have continued to fight. And rest in peace to Representative John Lewis, who says, man, I'm not gonna allow racism to just be what it is. I'm gonna fight it, and I'm gonna fight it with nonviolence.
Come on.
Which is why he could accept a skull fracture on his head on Bloody Sunday on the Edmund Pettus Bridge. But in 2020, he was standing on Black Lives Matter Plaza in Washington, D.C. after being a congressman after 34 years. Why? Because he says, I'm not going to accept racism. I'm not going to tolerate that. I demand excellence out of life. It's the same reason why we need to be demanding change and justice for Breonna Taylor. Why? Because we're not going to accept
Absolutely.
That the justice system is the way that it is. No, we're not going to tolerate it. We're people of excellence. So we are always going to demand more.
Amen.
That's what excellence does. And we can't even begin to really talk about excellence till we talk about Daniel. Daniel was the most excellent person in the Bible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we took a moment to read an entire chapter, because we wanted you to hear how excellent Daniel was. Daniel is so excellent. His name means this. And I love what Daniel's name means. It says his name means God is my judge.
Wow.
That's why he was an excellent person.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't performing for the audience of man. He knew, hey, only God can judge me, in the words of Tupac Shakur. Since only God can judge me, I'm not going to perform for people. I'm going to be excellent, and I'm going to perform for my God.
Amen.
And by the time we get to chapter 6 in Daniel is 80 years old. He's lived in exile with the Jewish people, having being taken captive by the Babylonians.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, he's under the rule of King Darius. Before King Darius, he was under the rule of King Belshazzar. And Belshazzar died when literally he saw the writing on the wall. God literally wrote on the wall, and that was the end of his days. And before King Belshazzar, Daniel, he submitted his life to King Nebuchadnezzar. So he's lived most of his life in captivity, but I love Daniel. He excels under all these kings.
Mm.
He was 10 times smarter than the smartest person in Babylon. What was Daniel? He was excellent. And if we really want to talk about excellence and having an excellent spirit today, there's so many nuggets that we can pull from the life of Daniel. So here's four things that we want to give you that a person with an excellent spirit has. And what's the first one?
The first one is that excellence promotes you.
Mm.
Come on, let's go back to Daniel 6, 3 to 5. It says, then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. So the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they couldn't find a charge or fault because he was faithful. Nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then these men said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God.
Wow.
Come on now. You better do what you do so well that no one can find anything against you. They can't speak against you. They can't come at you. They can't come for you unless you send for them. But you don't you don't have to worry about anybody coming for you when you're stuck and when you do things with so much excellence.
That's right.
Leave people speechless by how great you do things. Amen. Excellent is less about what you do, but it's more about how you do it.
I love that.
That's integrity, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doing things well, even when no one is watching, but in actuality, God is always watching,
right?
So we do things for him. No matter how big or how small the task may be, you always do things in excellence because it's part of who you are.
That's right.
I remember when I first started working at an ad agency when I moved down here. And you know what? That was like the first time I've ever worked at an ad agency. I had previously been at branding firms and design firms. So ad agencies are a whole different monster, different place. And so at this time, there was a recession. We were, it was about, what, 12 years ago or so, and we were in a recession. And so, you know, there was a lot of corporations were seeing, were taking hits on their bottom line, and things weren't that well in the, weren't going that well in the economy. And so I remember where I was working, there had to be about 400 employees at that place. And it was time for reviews and promotions and raises. It was review time. And so there was a company-wide message that went out. And that message was letting everybody know that, you know, reviews and promotions and raises were on hold because we're in a recession. But then I remember getting a second email and I had a letter on my desk where I had been given a promotion and a raise. And found out that after, I mean, out of over 400 people that were there, four of us have got had gotten this letter and this email. And so I say that not to brag or boast, but I say that to encourage you that it's always a good bet for you to do things with excellence. I wasn't, I didn't necessarily do it because, you know, I thought I was gonna get anything out of it. I just knew that it was my job and I wanted to do a great job. I wanted to represent. And you know what? That place was not the easiest place. Let me be honest. It was not the easiest place to work at. Very long hours. There were times where you remember, I would be, I would have to stay at the office till 2-3 in the morning. I mean, and night after night, sometimes it was like the next morning, literally people were coming in and I was just getting out. Our team was just getting out. That it was just a very demanding job. And so, you know, there was a lot of negative energy around. And see, I could have fed into that. I could have been part of the gossip. I could have been part of the, you know, people feeling like, well, you know, we're working too much. We don't have to give, you know, we don't have to do a good job. They owe us. They owe. I could have been in that spirit of entitlement. But something in me just said, just do the best you can.
That's right.
And it's so funny. Unexpectedly, this promotion comes out of nowhere. I wasn't even expecting it. See, sometimes, you know, even the people, your bosses, your employers, I don't even know if they fully understood it because it's not like I was in the front of, you know, I was top of mind or I had some fancy job title or anything. It was like, I'm just in cubicle number 127 and here it goes. I believe that your excellence will promote you. Your excellence makes a way for you where there is no way.
That's right.
See, we got to give our best and everything that we do, Because not only is it because God is watching, but we too, we want the best, don't we?
That's
we
right.
want excellence in everything that comes our way, right?
That's right?
We want the best for ourselves. When I go to the nail salon, I don't want them to welcome me and say, hey, Miss Wilson, here, here, come right this way. We have the average, the so-so, the okay nail tech for you.
Nah.
Oh, no.
Nah.
You ain't gonna jack my, what we ain't gonna do is jack my nails up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I am not having it.
That's
I
right.
will turn around and I'm gonna leave.
That's right.
I don't want the okay nail tech when I go to the hair salon. I don't want the okay lady to do my hair. Absolutely.
Nope. That's right.
No, 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 no. I want the best.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants the best, no matter who they are. Doesn't everybody want the best for you, for mm-hmm. themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And we have to always make sure that we give the best so that the best will always come to us.
That's right.
See, everybody desires to be better, to reach higher heights. You got to ask yourself, when I do things, do I leave people speechless?
Come on.
Can anybody say anything about me? Am I faithful in my excellence?
Wow.
And you know what? The way that you are faithful with your excellence is when you're faithful to God. If you're faithful to God, you are faithful in the way that you do things unto Him. Everything you do has to be done as if you are doing it for Him. It's
Amen.
Unto Him. And when I was talking about my job, I walked in there every day not thinking, oh, I'm going in to work for so-and-so employer. Mm. I would go in and clock in my hours and say, I am going to work for God. God is my boss.
Amen.
And because of that, I'm going to do things honorably and I'm going to do things with excellence. See, the enemy always wants to take you down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're operating in excellence, hear me now, your excellence will always protect you.
Loved it.
Your excellence will go before you and will guard you, because no one can say anything against you when you do things with excellence.
Amen.
Your excellence promotes you.
So not only does your excellence promote you, your excellence prepares you. Look at what the Bible says. Your excellence prepares you. Daniel chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. Says, now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows were open towards Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking for God's help. These men were trying to look for a way to trap Daniel, so they came up with some bogus law, made the king sign off on it, because they knew they couldn't find Daniel doing anything wrong, so they were going to find Daniel doing something right.
Yeah.
They found Daniel praying, the same thing that he always did, because they couldn't trap him on anything negative, so they tried to find something positive in his life and turn it into a negative. I want you to understand something. When you have an excellent spirit, you are prepared for whatever the enemy throws at you, because the things that you put into practice on a daily basis will be the same things that save you when trouble comes.
Wow.
Like, some people wanna pray when they get in trouble. I don't just pray when I get in trouble. I pray all the time. I pray every day. I pray without ceasing. When I wake up, the first thing I do is pray. Before I go to sleep, the last thing I do is pray. I don't just pray when I get in a financial bind. I don't just pray when I'm having a discrepancy with my wife. I don't just pray when I have an issue with my child. I don't just pray when things ain't going the way I think they should. I pray all the time. It is a continual habit. So I don't just wait till I get in trouble. It's something I'm always doing. I don't just read my Bible when, oh God, I need a word right now. No, I'm reading my Bible daily because I want daily revelation from Him. I don't just show up at church when I feel bad about all the stuff that I've done and I need a quick forgiveness so I can feel better and go back out in the world. No, I am the church. I live church. I'm a brick in the stones of this holy building that God has created using people called His church. So I don't just show up at church when I need assistance.
Yeah.
I don't just show up at church when I need help. I am the church. I am the help. I am the assistance. I am the miracle in Jesus' name, because I don't just do things when I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
I put them into practice at all times. Why?
Come on.
Because repetition is reputation. Repetition is reputation. The things you do at all times will be the things that people know you for.
So good.
Man, this past year, 2020, I switched up a lot of things in my life. But one of the things that I stopped doing, I stopped being a pescatarian in 2020. That may come as a shock to some of y'all. Like, I know I said that, and some people are like, because you know me. If you know me, you know that for the previous 8 years, I've been a pescatarian. I didn't say Presbyterian, I said pescatarian. I've been a person that only eats vegetables and fish. I didn't eat meat for 8 years of my life. So people literally, when I would come into their spaces, the one that knew me, if I went to their house, they're like, oh, let me make sure I got something for tea because he ain't gonna eat this and he ain't gonna eat that. I loved it because the things that I constantly did made the people around me have to change. I didn't have to change for them. They had to change for me. Why? Because I had a reputation. Here's the thing about reputations. Reputations always get everywhere before you do, and they talk about you.
Come on.
You better make sure, since your reputation is getting in the room before you, it's saying the right things. You have to understand, repetition is reputation. The things that you constantly do in life will be the things that people know you for. So why don't you take the time to have an excellent reputation?
Yeah.
I don't want people to know me for mediocre. I want people to know me for excellence. So look what happens. They catch Daniel on these trumped up charges. And look what happens. Daniel 6:16, it says, so the king gave the order and they brought Daniel and they threw him in the lion's den. The king said to Daniel, may your God whom you serve continually rescue you.
Yeah.
I love that. The king recognized that whoever Daniel was serving, there was something to it. Because Daniel didn't just talk about God one day. He knew that every time he came in contact with Daniel, Daniel was going to continue to serve his God because that's the God that he served, and his God became his reputation.
Yeah.
I love that because when people see me, I don't even want them to see me no more. I want them to see Jesus. I want Jesus to be my reputation. When they see Terrence, I want them to say, man, that dude loves Jesus. Man, that dude takes God serious. Man, that dude knows how to pray. Man, that dude reads his word. Man, that dude loves his family.
Yeah.
I want to have an excellent reputation as it pertains to my God, because when excellence is your spirit, your continual habits will prepare you for the lion's den.
Come on.
There's people right now, they getting thrown in a lion's den, and the same things that blessed you before you got thrown in the lion's den are going to be the same things that get you out of the lion's den. Because let me tell you something. Daniel prayed before he got in the lion's den, and when he got down in that lion's den, do you think Daniel stopped praying?
No.
He kept on praying. He kept on believing. He did not give up on his God. Why? Because his reputation was on the line. But not only was his reputation on the line, the reputation of his God was on the line. So he wasn't going to let the lion's den dictate him serving his Lord.
Come on.
I want people to hear me today, because your continual habits will protect you from the lion's den. When the lion's den of poverty tries to come your way, you continue to speak and live in abundance, because it's going to save you from the lion's den.
Yeah.
When the lion's den of disease comes your way, you continue to believe that God is a healer, because it's going to get you out of the lion's
den. That's right.
When the lion's den of your marriage seems like it's falling apart and it's twisted, you keep on believing that God is love and he will reunite you and your spouse the way that you need to be reunited. The things that I did when I was outside the lion's den are the same things that will save me when I get into the lion's den.
Yes.
Because repetition is reputation. The excellence that you carry on in your life, it won't just promote you. It's going to prepare you.
That's so good.
Serve God continually, because he prepares you when the lion's den
comes. I love that. And you know, when you do something continually, is that you don't change the way you do it.
That's it.
No matter whatever circumstance comes your way, you still continue to do what you were doing before.
Amen.
Man, that's so good. The next thing that excellent does for you is that excellence points people back to God.
Come on. I love that.
Come on. It's not always about us. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do should represent God in the best way possible. See, when people begin to see how God operates in their in your life, mm-hmm. they're going to be like, man, it's something about that God that that Joanne serves. Mm-hmm. Something about that God that those cool church people serve. Mm-hmm. Man, everything in their life seems to be going well, or they just know how to deal with things. See, mm-hmm. the king had so much respect for the type of man that Daniel was that it ultimately made him respect the God that he served.
Wow.
What I love in the verse that you read is that, see, he said, may the God you continuously serve rescue you. In other words, he was saying, because I know that you are so devout to your God, and I know that you are so excellent towards your God, I know that your excellent God is going to save you.
Yeah.
Sometimes people that don't even believe, believe more in our God than some of us do, don't we? He was speaking faith to Daniel based on how Daniel was with everything that he did. Man, people will respect God or disrespect God based on the way that they view you.
That's true.
See, the king respected Daniel, and he respected Daniel's God because of the way that Daniel carried himself. See, I know a lot of people that don't want anything to do with God because of the way God's people act.
That's true.
May it never be said about Cool Church that that's how people were, that the people of God were that way. Mm-hmm. So I remember we went to a concert. Remember when we went to that concert a while ago, before the pandemic, before going to concerts was not a thing. But I just remember that as we were walking in, there were a bunch of Christians with picket signs, and they were shouting to everybody as they go in, man, if you go in there, you're gonna burn in hell. That music is the devil's music, but we love you. God loves you. Come on now. I mean, it was so crazy. And so we kind of stood back and we were watching what was happening as people were walking in. So they're saying all these things. And then people are kind of like, you know, laughing and shaking their heads in disgust over, you know, the way that these people are treating them and the things that they're saying about them. I mean, they were pretty much condemning them to hell.
Yeah.
and that's what it was. And so, you know, people were sneering and just looking at them like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I just remember thinking, man, how many people will not get to see the goodness of God or get to ever really understand the true nature of God because of the representation that they've seen with these people?
Wow.
We gotta be really careful, y'all. We can't be saying, oh, we love God and God is love, but then we hating on the next man. Or that we're all, you know, causing fights, picking fights with people on social media. Or that we are condemned, you know, we're saying God is love, God loves you, you know, I'm a person of God, but then we side with racist acts and racist comments and say these things all over social media. How can we call ourselves people of God, and how do we represent God that well, you know, well, when we're doing things that are counter what God tells us that we should be, and the way that God is towards us? God is love, God is good. Before you sit there and get on your crusade of criticism, why don't you serve people better?
Come on.
Why don't you love people better? Why don't you help somebody in need? Man, that's a lot more effective than you picketing with all kinds of criticism. What's the point of picketing if it's going to be ineffective?
That's right.
Come on. So some of us really do a bad job of declaring who God is and wonder why people around us don't want to serve him. Man, we're called to be so excellent in every area of our life that it is undeniable that our God is amazing. The way we live our life attracts people to God or it detracts them to God.
Yep, that's right.
I want to be in a place where people say, man, those cool church people, oh my God, their God must be good.
Yeah.
Because look at how they are. They're always so positive, even when times are hard. Their families are in order. Look how well they serve people. Man, those cool church people are loyal and they do everything so well. Oh man, look how kind they are. Everything they do is so excellent and with order. May we always give people a reason to cheer for God. Man, that's how we want to live. Amen?
Amen.
Daniel 6, 25 through 27 tells us, then King Darius wrote to all the nations and the peoples of every language in all the earth, may you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. Oh my God, for he is the living God and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves and he performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lion. My God, a king who did not serve God wrote a decree to all of his people so that they would serve the God of Daniel.
Wow.
How powerful is that?
It's crazy.
That literally we may be the difference between people serving God and people not serving God. Oh my God, may it never be said that somebody did not serve God because of the way you represented him.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful, y'all. We want to be the best representation of the kingdom that we possibly can be in every area of our life. When God's people are excellent, power shift, things change, people change, laws change, progress is made, but the world is waiting to see if we will show them what it looks like to follow God.
Mm.
The world is waiting to see if we live out what we say we believe through our actions.
Yeah.
We want to see change? Be excellent and represent God the way that he loves you.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. I love that. And as we close, I want to close on this final thought, because we know that excellence promotes you. We know that excellence prepares you. We know that excellence points you back to God. Oh man, I love that. It's an earthly representation of God that we hold inside all of us, and the
Absolutely.
Way that we operate in excellence points people. Man, I love how the king changed his mind about Daniel's God because of Daniel's excellence.
Amen.
But then finally, I love this, excellence prospers you in every season. I'm going to say that again, because that's the part you should just shout at.
Come on.
Excellence prospers you in every season. If that's not a word for the day, I really don't know what is, because look at this. Daniel, we know that he got out of the lion's den and that his God saved him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the king, King Darius, was so impressed with Daniel's God, he wrote a decree. Hey, everybody needs to take serious the God that Daniel serves, because it's the real deal. But look at the last verse of the sixth chapter of Daniel, verse 28. It says, so Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. That is so powerful. I want you to catch that.
Yeah.
Because while Daniel was in exile, or while Daniel was in captivity in Babylon, he prospered.
Yeah.
He was in a bad situation and still found a way to prosper in that situation.
Come on.
Let me tell somebody something. Just because your situation is ideal does not mean that you cannot prosper in that situation. Some of y'all are waiting for the season to change to prosper when God wants you to prosper in the season that you're already in. Oh man, life will be so much better when COVID goes away. Why can't life be good for you right now?
Yep.
Life will be so much better when the second pandemic of racism is finally eradicated. True, but why can't we live in freedom and unity right now? Life will be so much better when I finally get that job I've been working for. Why can't it be good for you right now? Because you're being a good steward of what you have.
Come on.
Life will be so much better when I get that husband or that wife. Why can't you celebrate your season of single and just be thankful for what God is trying to
yes.
show you by yourself, so that when you do come together with another person, you're not coming in as a half, you're coming in as a whole.
Yes.
People are waiting on a season for them to live in excellence, when excellence demands Woo. You to be better in the
you
season
preaching.
That you're in right now. Stop waiting for the season to change. Daniel, by all intents and purposes, was a captive, a slave in Babylon. And through all the kings, King Nebuchadnezzar, King Belshazzar, King Darius, and King Cyrus, the Persian king that came after, Daniel prospered in every season. What does that tell me? When you are when you are excellent, it does not matter who the administration is.
Whoop.
I need somebody.
Say that again.
I need somebody to listen to me right now.
Come on.
The administration doesn't matter, because when you're excellent, you thrive in any administration.
They didn't hear
I
you.
Don't care if the president of the United States is a chimpanzee. I will thrive because I have an excellent attitude. It does not matter who is running this democracy, because I'm not worried about who's running the democracy. I'm living excellent because I'm only concerned about who's the king of the kingdom. Listen to me today. Excellence demands you to be the best you can be in every season, because excellent people, we always win. We always prosper. Put me on top of a mountain. You think I'm stuck? I'm gonna find a way down.
Yep.
Put me at the bottom of the ocean. I promise you, I'm gonna find a way back to the surface. Put me in the frozen tundra. I promise you, I'm gonna find the place to keep warm. Put me in the desert. I promise you, I'm gonna find the oasis where the water is. Wherever you put me, I don't care what box you try to contain me in, what season you try to leave me in, because I'm excellent, I'm always gonna win.
Come on.
Excellence makes you win in every season. And maybe you hear this message today and you say, Pastor, I hear you, but not only have I not been excellent, it's really hard for me to be excellent in this season, man. COVID has been hard on me. Racism has been tough on me. I'm depressed. I don't know how. Man, 2020 has been the hardest season of my life. So many people talking about how bad 2020 is. Man, I'm still blessed.
Come on.
I'm still blessed, because the season doesn't dictate my excellence. My excellence dictates the season.
Yes.
Hear me today. Because I serve a king, I'm not concerned about what's going on around me. I know that because that king gave me my life, I'm called to be excellent in every season. And you say, Pastor, it's hard for me to be excellent. Here's the good news. Here's the gospel, friends. You may not be excellent today, but there was one who's come before all of us. And not only was he excellent, he was perfect. He did everything that you could not do so that you could receive something in every season that you don't even deserve. And it is the grace of God. Jesus Christ was beyond excellent. He was perfect. And the Bible that I read in John 10:10 tells me that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, but I have come so that you can live life and life more abundantly. What is Jesus saying? The enemy wants to kill you. I want you to live your best life. If you want to live your best life, I'm excellent enough for the both of us. Matter of fact, I'm perfect, because I can do things you can't do. And if you live for me, not only are you going to live your best life, you're going to live an excellent life, because that is the life God has designed you to live. You say, I want access to that, man. 2020 has been hard. I haven't been that excellent. Let me tell you something. Doesn't matter what the year is. Doesn't matter what the problem is. You can be excellent all the time when you have the living God on the inside of you, and his name is Jesus. All you got to do is accept his perfection, and his perfection will rest on you. And when God sees you, he won't see all your mistakes. He won't see all the times you weren't excellent. He's going to see Jesus on you, and it makes all the difference. If you're out there, you say, man, I need Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I want to live an excellent life for him. When people see me, I want them to see Jesus. If you want Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, on the count of three, I'm just asking you, raise your hand wherever you are. You say, why am I doing that, man? The people in my house gonna see me, they gonna think I'm crazy, wondering why I'm raising my hands. Listen, God really doesn't care about you raising your hand, but he does care about your heart. People may see your hands, but God sees your heart. And all you're doing is just saying, hey, I want to receive the gift called grace that only Jesus can give you. So on the count of three, let me see. One, two, three. Hold it up. I can't see it. God can see it. And he loves you. and you're about to step into an excellent life because you're accepting Jesus today. The Bible says in Romans 10, 9, if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth what? That Jesus is Lord. Believe in your heart what? That he was raised from the dead, you're saved. It's that simple. So I'm going to say a prayer. If you raised your hand, or maybe you didn't, and you want to say it and really mean it, you'll be a new creation. That's what my Bible tells me. So everybody, wherever you are, just repeat after me. Say, Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I've sinned.
Not proud of it.
But I admit it.
Today.
I lay my sin.
Take it, I pray.
I don't want it anymore. I reach to heaven.
To receive your forgiveness.
Take the place of my sin.
I ask.
That you accept me.
Into your wonderful family.
Today.
I give my life.
Completely to you.
I'm yours. Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
It's that simple. If you said that and you meant that, Jesus' excellence lives on the inside of you. So now you can go out and live the most excellent life possible. And I'm so excited because the Bible says that when one comes back to the Father, man, there's a celebration in heaven. The angels are two-stepping. Jesus is up on his feet. The choir is singing. They're celebrating you. And I do this every week. I know I can't open up, you know, the sky and show you, but I promise you it's happening. But what I can do, I could cheer for you on this side.
Come on.
The people around you could cheer for you. And all your online family, they about to clap, they about to share, they about to heart, they about to do all that stuff just to let you know how much God loves you. So here we go. Family, start hitting it. Start hitting the heart, start hitting the claps. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Let's celebrate. Yes, woo! Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless my brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for the new sons and daughters in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Man, we're so proud of you. Thank you for making that decision. It is the most excellent decision you can ever make in your life, man. I'm praying that you will continue to walk in excellence no matter what season. It's the value of this house, but make sure it's a value in your life. I know you've already seen the prompts on the screen. If you made that decision for Jesus, hit the button that you might see in the comments section, or even type in, man, I just got saved today. Man, I made a commitment to Jesus. Our hosts will jump on there. They'll help you out, or text the word to the number on the screen right now. We will connect with you and make sure you're a part of this beautiful family called Cool Church. Amen?
That was so good. I'm so, so proud of you guys, those of you who decided to step up and just say, you know what? The way I'm living is just not enough. I want more. This can be better.
Amen.
That's the start of you living a life of excellence.
Amen.
And man, that is exactly where God wants you. And so congratulations, guys. Thank you for tuning in with us today.
Mm-hmm.
Every Sunday is a celebration because you're here. And so we can't wait to see you again next Sunday. But throughout the week, you can catch us on all of our social media. Make sure you share this message.
Please.
You know, maybe somebody in your life or somebody that's following you could really benefit from this message. So thank you. We love you. Let me bless you. Let me pray for you. Reach towards the screen. Father God, I thank you for my excellent family that is Cool Church. I pray that they have the best week ever and that they do everything that they can with nothing but excellence, that they can do. They do everything they can to the best of their ability. Bless them, protect them, guide them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for listening. To hear more messages like this one, please be sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel. And if you like what you've heard, please consider sharing it with your friends because it helps so much. Don't forget to connect with us at our website, thecoolchurch.com. And always remember that you were created out of love.